What's up, everybody? How you guys doing tonight? Good. Yeah? Are we doing good tonight? Yeah? Let's go ahead and stand up, say hello to the people around you, and then we're just going to get started in worship. And tonight with just praying and just inviting the Holy Spirit here tonight. So you guys would pray with me. And Father, we're just coming here tonight, God, expecting to meet with you. God, our posture is to worship you and to meet with you. God, to allow your presence to do what only it can do. God, to touch our hearts, God. God, to allow breakthrough where there needs to be breakthrough. God, to break the walls down that might be in some of our lives. God, we're here. We're ready to meet with you, God, and we're excited and we're expecting for you to come and meet with us. God, we just want tonight to be a place of freedom, God. Place where we can be free, just worshiping you, God, whether that's being excited or God just allowing you to work in our hearts. God, we just want to do whatever it is that you have planned for us tonight. God, you're so good and you're so worthy of all the praises that we can give you. God, worthy of all the glory that you already have. God, you're so incredible. God, and tonight, just allow us to be just a part of what you want. So we love you and praise you in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen.
No hesitation in your love. something new, so I surrender all. 'Cause all I want is to live within your love, be undone by who you are. My desire is to know.
Sing this next part of this section. I don't know. I just reminded of a conversation that that Jay and I had with this guy at a newcomer's lunch a couple weeks ago, and we're just talking through different things that the Lord was doing, and he said, "I don't ask the Lord to do stuff in my life anymore because I'm scared of what He's going to do." And I just have been thinking about that a lot lately. Like sometimes we sing these songs, but we don't actually open up our hearts to the Lord because we're scared of what's going to happen. But what the Lord has for us tonight is better than our fear, amen? It's better than the strongholds that we've built to keep the Lord out, right? So when we sing this, when we sing, I open up my heart to you. Come and do what you want to. That should scare you. Because everything that the Lord encompasses are the things that the world tells us we don't need. Or that the world tells us to come look to me for that validation. And I just feel like tonight, like as we sing this, this is going to change the posture of our hearts, the atmosphere of the room tonight. That God, we're coming to you expectant of whatever you want to do. I'm coming to you with open hands. I'm throwing these fears to the wind, and I want you to do a work in my life because I'm tired of trying to do it on my own. Okay? That's for somebody in here. I don't know who it is, but it's for somebody in here. All right? Because what the Lord has is so much better. We strive, we try and do things on our own, but what the Lord has is so much better. Yeah? Somebody out there, come on. Come on, we sing tonight. Open up.
Yeah, open up my heart to you. I open up my heart to you. What only you can. And Jesus, have your way in me now. desire is to know you deeper. And Lord, I will open up again. I'll throw my fears into the wind. Just one touch of heaven. Just one touch of heaven rewrites my past, gives a new history. Just one touch of heaven. Just one touch of heaven is all I need. Just one touch of heaven. Just one touch of heaven. All my attention on one touch of heaven.
The King of Life. we give it all to you. 'Cause it's all for your glory, for your honor and your fame. We give it all for you. Oh, this is for you. All for the glory and the wonder of your name.
You can go ahead and have a seat. I've really been excited for tonight. I've really been anticipating the Lord meeting with us in prayer. And as prayer has been stirring in our hearts to be able to get together as a church family in prayer and in worship. And, you know, think about an appointment with someone that you're really excited to spend time with. Maybe it's one of your family members, or maybe it's someone that you really look up to, and it's kind of a once in a lifetime to be able to have time with them. Well, the creator of the universe is here to spend time with us, and just continuing to pray that God's going to move our church in the culture of prayer and worship. So I'm really glad that you're here tonight. I just rest at ease in the Lord's presence and anticipate for the Lord to meet with you. And as we were in worship, I just sensed from the Lord, wasn't really planning on sharing this, that I feel that there's some here tonight where you haven't yet really fully experienced God's love in your life. And maybe you've walked away from the Lord. There was a time in your life where you trusted Christ for salvation, but it seems like God's love might as well be a planet away. You're saying the love of Christ is not real in my life. Or maybe that you've never trusted Christ for salvation. And I want you to hear the words of Jesus. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And God's love is not far away. And if you simply turn to his love tonight, and maybe it's a coming back to him, and you surrender your heart to him, and you say, "Jesus, I am coming back to you." Or you turn to him for the first time, and you receive his offer, and you say, "Jesus, I believe that you're real, that you died for my sins, that you rose again, and I want you to be in my life." He's going to be faithful to envelop you with his love. And maybe for some tonight, it's not that you've walked away from the Lord or you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, but you're going through a really hard time and it's distanced you from God's love. And God's love doesn't seem real to you this evening. And I want to encourage you, God's love is real in the midst of your trial. And it might be a broken relationship, it may be depression, it may be anxiety or finances, someone's coming against you, or divorce. God knows, and his love is real. So in just a moment, we're going to move into a time of thanking God for who he is. But right now, I just want to pray for those that say, "Man, I need God's love in my life." And you know who you are, and in your heart, just respond to the Lord. So let's pray together. And Father, we know that the work of your Holy Spirit is something that only you can do to make your love tangible in our lives, a real thing in our lives. And I do pray for those that have never trusted you for salvation, that in this moment they would turn to you, accept your offer, repent from sin, and trust that you love them, that you died for them and rose again. And if that's you and you're responding in your heart, just cry out to Jesus, "Jesus, save me, be my Lord, be my Savior." And for those that need to come back to you, it's been a long time, they've drifted from you. At one time they knew you, but that was a long time in the past. Lord, as they come back to you, would you just flood them with your love? I pray for those that are in trial and in difficulty and challenge and confusion, and your love seems very distant, that you would just impress your love upon them. For all of us, God, we need your love in our lives afresh this evening. So as we continue to cry out in prayer, Lord, would you be gracious to pour out your love on us in Jesus' name, amen. I want to read to you from Psalms 103, and this is going to direct us in our prayer in just a moment. But it's to bless the Lord for who he is. And as we come into God's presence, we come into his presence with thanksgiving. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." We're forgetful. We forget how good God is in his character and his nature. The psalmist remembers all the things about the Lord. He says, who forgives all your iniquities, not some, but all of your sin, who heals all of your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. And it just begins to go on and express thanks to who God is. Pardon me. You know, as we were singing All Hail Jesus, it talks about bowing before the Lord. And bowing before the Lord shows surrender. It shows love and adoration. So if you'll feel comfortable and you're able, would you join me on your knees tonight? And we're just going to go to our knees and we're going to pray and thank God for who he is. And you can turn on your chairs there and let's pray together and just thank God for who he is. Jesus, we extol you. We just thank you for who you are. And just as it is written in the Psalms, to bless you and not forget your benefits. So we thank you that you forgive all of our sin. We thank you that you're gracious and you're merciful and you're compassionate and you're truthful. As you think about attributes of who God is in your own heart, just right now before the Lord, just begin to express those to the Lord in thanksgiving. Thank you that you're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Jesus, we thank you for your soon return, that you're going to rule and reign over all things. We thank you that you're present in our lives, that you never leave us or forsake us. Just thank him for specific blessings in your life, provision, just things that you're thankful that he's done in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for the people that you've brought into our lives, the families that you've blessed us with, the friends, this church family, Lord. This community that we live in, the beautiful mountains that we get to look at every day. Father, we just declare to you that you're a good Father, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand together. Let's continue in worship. Just encourage you, church, tonight to go for it in prayer. Go for it in worship. If you want to go to a quiet place in the sanctuary and pray and just engage in worship, the promise of God is as we draw near to him, he's going to draw near to us.
voices rise, all creation cries, singing out in endless alleluia. From this moment on, join with heaven's song, singing out in endless alleluia.
Song.
Jesus, right now. Oh, you're already here. Already here, making a way. Moving in our lives, God, working in our hearts. You're already here. You're already here.
Worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God.
you. Can we sing it again? Waymaker.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Oh, we believe.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, we believe it, healing every heart. I worship you.
Broken heart.
You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Darkness is my God, that is who you are.
We cling to you.
Psalm 61 says, "Hear my cry, O God, attend my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." And this is getting desperate before God. This is taking what is overwhelming us and bringing it to the Lord. We're going to go somewhere with the things that are stressing us out and the things that are overwhelming us. I think of Jesus as he's coming through Jericho on his way to Jerusalem. And there's one blind man, and I'm sure there were several blind people there in Jericho. But he begins to cry out to Jesus because he hears that Jesus is coming through. And he says, "Son of David, have mercy upon me." And everyone says, "Hey, would you be quiet? Jesus has got somewhere to go. Son of David, have mercy on me." And you cannot shut this guy up. He just keeps crying out. He's desperate before the Lord. And that's where David's at. He doesn't have any other options. And he cries out to God and he says, "God, I need you to hear my cry. I am desperate before you. My heart is overwhelmed, and lead me to the rock that is higher than I." He says, "I can't even find the place of stability on my own." And what I'm going to encourage us to do right now is to get desperate before God, to cry out before him. We all brought things that we're overwhelmed with. You know, we have our bucket list of the things that we would like to do in life that are adventurous. Well, this is our overwhelmed list. You know, these are all of the things that are stressing us out and overwhelming us, and to bring those before the Lord. And so let's do that together. And so, God, we take this psalm and we take it to heart and we respond to your truth. Lord, and just like the blind man in the city of Jericho, we cry out, "Son of David, have mercy upon us." Lord, we can't solve these things. We can't fix these things in our lives that overwhelm us. And would you hear our cry from the end of the earth, Lord? We need answers. We need breakthrough. We need wisdom. We need you in our lives. We can't solve these problems. We can't solve these difficulties. And we can't find the place of stability. And so would you be gracious to lead us to the rock that's higher than I? God, would you guide us and would you direct us? So make it personal in your heart and your Lord. Just cry out to the Lord and ask for his deliverance in your situation and your difficulty. Make it personal before him. Psalm goes on to say, "For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy, and I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings." The next prayer topic that we're going to take is to pray for the lost, to pray for those that don't know Christ as their Savior. And one of the reasons that we're gathering here tonight is for God to empower us and equip us to reach out to those that don't know Christ as our Savior, our friends, our family members, our neighbors, even strangers that we would encounter. And in Luke 10, verse 2, it says, "The harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." So Jesus asks us to pray for this, that God would raise up laborers to go out into the harvest, to those that don't know Christ as their Savior. So we're going to stretch ourselves a little bit, and we're going to break up into groups of four or five, just right where we're at, and I would encourage everyone to find a group. And let me talk you through this for just a moment. Is first, you don't have to pray out loud if you don't feel led to. I'm sure there's going to be two or three people in your group that feel led to lead out in prayer. So as we break up into groups, quickly introduce each other and then go into prayer and specifically pray for those that don't know Christ as our Savior. So it could be a family member, somebody that you go to school with, someone that you work with, a neighbor that you live by, and just allow the Lord to lead you, but lift them up by name and pray that they would come to know Christ as their Savior, and pray that God would put laborers into his harvest. And then when you hear the worship team going into the next song, that's your cue that your prayer group is over. So don't be that rogue group. Take the cue, okay? So let's break up into groups of four or five, introduce each other to one another, and then let's start praying together.
open wide, always looking ahead and never behind. And hallelujah to you, God. Chains are broken, I am free. And Jesus, thank you for taking a chance on me. And hallelujah to you, God, who always sees the best in you.
Speed.
the best in me.
Choose to trust that you're still.
In our lives that the Lord wants to heal tonight. And all we have to do is speak the name of Jesus over those things and trust in Him completely. Because He wants to make streams in our desert. Things He wants to do in and through us tonight, but we have to give up control. We have to stop making it about ourselves and make it about Jesus. And so just in this moment, just begin to speak the name of Jesus over yourself. Over your fear, over your failure, over your sin, over the things you can't shake. Because everything we need is found in the name of Jesus. Everything we've been searching for so long is found in the name of Jesus. Overcome everything that we're struggling with, that we're dealing with. Lord, we speak the name of Jesus, the powerful name of Jesus that can set us free in a moment. Darkness can't reside where there is an abundance of light. And Jesus, would you take us to that place where we're living in the light, the freedom in our resurrected Savior. This is just the beginning. We look forward to what you're going to do. How we surrender control. We just say thank you for the things that haven't yet come, God, but that you want to do in our lives. We hold tightly to the name of Jesus above every other thing. We love you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to do one more song, and then we'll let you guys go.
Set me free, hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken.
Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me.
Come on, sing it again. Then came.
Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. 'Cause Jesus, yours is the victory. Salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Jesus Christ, my living hope.
Amen. Hey, thanks again so much for being here. Really is just such a privilege to worship with you. Just pray that, just as Pastor Eric was talking about, you know, prayer changes things. And if we want to see things come to this city, come to this church, come to our nation, we got to be in prayer. If we want to see healing come to our lives, to broken places, we got to be in prayer. We're not meant to do it alone. You got people right next to you, you talk to, who you prayed with, who you know. Got your back. God bless you guys. We'll see you back here this weekend.